suffering. Suffering seems to authenticate the leader. And so you see a Nelson Mandela who was president not of a hugely successful country militarily or economically, and yet one has to admit that perhaps we have to say he stands head and shoulders above virtually every other statesperson in the world. And you say, why? And it will be that people will say, well, his magnanimity, his readiness to have forgiven those who treated him so shabbily. Ultimately, it is that we recognize goodness. Mother Teresa, she is good, not successful, not macho. The Dalai Lama, mischievous, and yet with an incredible well of serenity at the center of his life, someone who's been in exile for several decades. And so you think, that to some extent, suffering has to be a component of that which goes to make a good leader. And then you lead by leading, being willing to take risks. Mikhail Gorbachev did that with Glasnost and Perestroika. Nelson Mandela and F.W. de Klerk, they were not doing things that were hugely popular within their constituencies. And then I think you have to be someone who affirms others, someone who is ready to see the good that is in others and perhaps help to coax it from them.